All right, let's call this meeting to order. This is the CCI meeting on May 6, 2014. And tonight we have only one topic. That is survey results on the charter amendment to allow for counselor compensation. And Neil Adati is here, Communication Relations Manager. So I'll turn it over to him, and then we'll have some discussion.
Well, thanks. So we did the survey that a small committee worked on. We received 282 responses. I think it was closer to 281. One of those was mine, I'm sure, just checking it out. But we spared no expense to get the word out. We spent $10 on Facebook to promote it. That got it to about 5,000 people that it wouldn't have gone to before.
There goes the budget.
Yeah. And after that, we went through our usual list of all the boards and commissions where there were two or three media stories on it that every time the media reported on it, we saw a little bit of a bump in the survey results. So we did, it was actually of all the Survey Monkeys we've done in the past, I think we've been doing it for 5 or 6 years, we've never really received more than 200. So 282 is a pretty good,
good
collection of folks. And if you look at extrapolating for all of Springfield, we'd like to get about 400. So 282 is not horrible. I think you're probably looking at a pretty reasonable amount of people. And if you, I think all of you have the survey results there. I don't know if you want to go through any of those specifically, but I think what resonated with me is if people, there were three things really. One is nearly everyone, more than 75%, were happy with the service they were receiving from their city councilors, which I thought was good to know. More than half of the people believe that the amount chosen was either about right or even too little. Very few, less than 20%, thought it was too much. And then finally, I guess the most important question is, would they support a charter amendment? And 76% of those surveyed did. So it's pretty self-explanatory. I don't know if we're going to be here for the whole half hour, but yeah. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Well, I have a couple of questions, for sure, and I'm sure others do too.
I'm in another meeting over here on the urban renewal budget thing.
Yes.
I got recruited into, so I'm going to go back over there. I want to come over here and apologize and explain why. The only thought I have, I don't think there's going to be any opposition to this, but if there was, I would like to think that this, it'd be out of this group that we're promoting it, not the city council, so that we look like we're sort of not tied to them in doing this. So you know what I'm thinking about. So.
Perception.
Yeah, yeah. And we're really not, but, and cost of living, is the cost of living in this thing?
Well, that's one of the questions on the table, is how are we going to...
That way, in a couple of years from now, we're not doing this again.
How is it going to be managed going forward? Yeah.
Sorry. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for all your work.
So, a couple of things that just came to my mind, Neil, were how you reached out to the committees and councils and other folks, and what section of this, I mean, there's no way to deaggregate this data at all, is there?
There is not.
That's often in a situation like this, you know, I guess the question I would have is how many folks were involved in the committees and, you know, folks that are already serving on, how many of those folks did we communicate with that this survey was going on? You have any idea? 80?
I would say pick a number. Everyone who's on a city mailing list received a link to the survey.
Okay. So, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they are serving on a committee or doing anything.
Some of them might not be, but I extended it a little bit. I mean, we went Arts Commission, Bike and Ped Committee, and really everything that I had at my
You have any kind of idea of number?
I know We even use the state of the city address list, which is about 500. So even that list, which is more of just general public folks.
Yeah. Good. Okay. All right. That's good information. You had something?
Well, my comments were all over the board. I think comments tell a lot. Some individuals complained to me that there was nowhere in there that they could say no, you know. But they said no in the comments, you know, that they didn't want to do any compensation or stipends. I think the biggest piece of the puzzle is not that whether we recommend it or not, but how is it going to go forward in the future? Is it going to be a new charter with a set amount? Are we going to tie it to the inflation index? Is it going to be a budget committee piece? I think that's bigger than just saying, okay, let's go forward.
Yeah, that's my first thought.
You probably all did too, but I read all of these, and I looked at the comments as a separate set of data. And, you know, out of the comments, 45% were yes, would support, 36% were no, and 20% were undivided. Mm-hmm. Now, but often in comments, my experience has been, often people who are against something are more likely to comment than people are who are in favor of something. So it's probably pretty true with the numbers we got on the check the box. But I also, you know, you talked about the how we're going to how we're going to propose we bring this forward. The escalation concern. You know, there was one in there that said, you know, be sure, and I mean, there were six comments that said, you know, somehow you have to tie this so that the city council can't vote in their own pay raises. You know, long story short, that goes to kind of your point. How is it going to be, how is that going to be dealt with? I think that was a concern. And then nine comments were, it's really not enough. You know, my general feeling is, personally, now we haven't taken, you know, we've got a public hearing scheduled for the 20th that we're going to take in more input at that point. But
now, Neil, is it even our job to come up with that level of recommendation, or is it just our job to say? But see, I almost don't want to recommend it without that other piece.
Well, Mary Bridget, if you remember, she put together this document on the 14th mm-hmm. of March that outlines really three ways to do it. A stipend fixed by the charter, a stipend that can be escalated by the city council, or a stipend that the budget committee would have control over.
Or fourth could be tied to inflation, yeah.
Right.
Okay. But I think that's a big, I don't think that we as a group would want to just say, yes, go for it, unless we had that other piece kind of connected to it. I don't know.
Well, my general feeling is what we bring forward, I mean, I would hope we can say this is what our findings are, and this is what our public hearing, this is what we found. And these are the recommendations of legal counsel, and here's our recommendation. Based on the information that we've gathered.
Mm-hmm.
And that recommendation probably is going to be one of those and the reason why. Mm-hmm. You know, like okay. I think, I don't know how you all feel about the budget committee handling it versus tied to CPI or something like that. Do you have any particular leaning or feeling about that?
I don't have enough to really feel for that either way.
Now remember, just a point of reference, your city councilors are on the budget committee, right? We've got citizens, it's half and half, right? So to me, the budget committee is not far enough removed from the city council. I mean, that's my personal feeling, but what do you think?
Well, I'm not
I don't favor the fixed amount because I think, because if you at some point in the future needed or wanted to alter it, you'd have to go through another public vote.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not really in favor of the CPI escalator because you got an inflation rate of 1.2%. It's an administrative headache to incorporate that every year. So my preference would be a periodic review, like maybe once every 2 or 3 years, and a body like the CCI would look at it every third year or so. And if the council, as they did this time, suggested an alteration, an adjustment, then we could look at that and approve or disapprove. So that would be my thought, is not the council and not the CCI, or not the budget committee, but somebody like the CCI would look at it periodically.
Wouldn't it still have to go then through a public hearing and then through some kind of a vote, even if it came back to us?
No. Well, no, not doesn't? Necessarily. Mm-hmm. It depends on what the charter, what
the verbiage,
what it says.
Yeah. You can also have the budget committee
the budget.
Look at it and pull the council out of that discussion.
Okay.
Of the budget. That was going to be my next.
But the council appoints the budget committee, which is some of the comments that I've received from others. It's still, I mean, and they can influence the budget committee.
And the council appoints the planning commission.
They can influence it, you know, and anyone.
I'd have to say that the council appointing the planning commission doesn't tie together with this subject. I mean, the timing is going to be coinciding with our analysis of these compensation levels. Well, we're going to appoint a new planning commission that follows our thinking. So I don't think there's a strong tie there between the planning commission and this issue of compensation.
Well, certainly the planning commission is more removed than the budget committee would be.
Right.
I mean, the budget committee is there for a single purpose once a year. You know.
And it wouldn't be the planning commission because that's really not a role. It would be the CCI.
Yeah, right.
Which, are there other CCIs? Are we it? And
we're
is it? Are we always tied to being the CCI? Okay.
We are the CCI.
No, you can. Originally, we appointed a separate CCI. That was back in probably 79 or so.
Wow.
But the rule under the goal says that your planning commission can serve as the CCI.
Mm-hmm.
And due to lack of interest in sustaining the CCI for the purposes it was originally created, it was just way easier to have the planning commission do it.
So,
captive audience, in other words.
What if we do something like naming the CCI to put forth a recommendation and letting the budget committee minus the city councilors vote on that?
I don't think you'd want to separate the two parts of the budget committee to do that process.
Well, Niels has said you could.
It's just a suggestion.
Maybe not. I don't
here's,
know.
You know, in as much as I hear pushback in tying to the CCI or to the
CPI,
and it can be a nightmare at times. It is somewhat removed from control. And as a voter, sometimes, if you know that the escalation is going to be controlled outside of the city government, you may have because the comments I heard were, whatever you do, don't have that control be in the control of the city.
Right.
Have that be separate and apart. And even to the comment, there was one at least comment that said, make it come back to the voters if you want to change the amount. Well, I'm not in favor of that personally. I think it ought to tie to an index, you know, and almost every public agency grants cost of living raises based on an index. I mean, they do. I mean, Willamette Lane does, the school district does, just about everybody does.
Yes. Could you tie it to the CPI, but then also put in there every 2 or 3 years? So this isn't something that you're looking at every year, so that it's not an administrative problem.
Because in essence, if you made an adjustment every year at 1%, you're looking at $3 difference. So you've got bookkeeping process for basically no gain. So that's why
right.
I kind of...
So maybe then we'd say every 3 years, or it's put into the charter that it's looked at every
because
3 years.
One of the things, too, if you kind of make it automatic every 3 years or whatever, there's a lot of possible changes in the economy that could change the picture completely over a period of 3 or 4 years.
It could go up or down.
Yeah. Right. So that's why I'm thinking in terms of having periodic review every 3 or 4 years.
Would you want to say on an average,
sit down
or
and say, do we want to make an adjustment?
So the other thing is, you know, my general, I'm going to throw this as a high level now again. You got to keep it simple, too. However we do it, whatever our recommendation is, it's not us doing anything, it's whatever our recommendation is. When you take something to the voters, the simpler it is, the better. Because it's clean, they know, and they know what they're getting when they say yes or no. So that's just my opinion. So, you know, if you can keep it simple, you're going to be, you know, and maybe what you do is you say, this is the amount, this is the minimum amount beginning or whatever, this is the starting point, and you index it to CPI. And you could say every 3 years that the CCI, if you wanted to, will reevaluate so that they know, and that if we feel it's out of line, that we can take another look, or if the, you know, if there's been some negative effect because of the, and then we're separate again. We're doing the same thing we're doing now, only we're going back out and getting some feedback from the public. How's this working? If it's not working, you know, we could recommend a charter amendment to take it away, or we could say, you know, gosh, this is working really well, and people think it should go up to 500 and 800.
Would it work to have the budget committee minus elected officials and the CCI meet about this every 3 years? I almost like it to be in two bodies coming together and making a decision. Is that?
I'd like to look a little bit closer at this idea of separating the budget committee. I mean, the budget committee is one body.
That's right.
So you're not sure that would
work. If you can have half the budget committee vote on something. I understand why you would separate council, but I don't know if the purpose of saying the budget committee is voting on something
they don't have a
that
quorum.
Might be problematic.
Okay.
You know, another thing, the description here under discussion is to, quote, allow for a reasonable monthly compensation. So if this, which is $300 a month, if you're comfortable that that's a reasonable monthly compensation for the council, I don't think that their involvement is going to change much. I think what the city council does today is probably going to be what they do next year and the next year and the next year. So the concept and the idea of reasonable compensation, in my opinion, is always going to be tied into this kind of modest figure. This people aren't going to run for office to make a living.
No.
They could never. It'd take 100 years through COLAs to ever get there. And then it's probably, relatively speaking, it's probably still going to be the same. $300 a month, everybody else is making $30,000 a month. So it might not even, I mean, a three-year review might even be more than you really need. I suppose if there was a real awful inflation, you know, it might make a difference. But when you consider what the purpose of this is just really kind of a modest reimbursement for compensation for your participation. And I think that's going to stay pretty constant, that participation.
There were quite a few comments that wanted us to increase that to a little closer to what Eugene gets. Now, we're not Eugene, but I don't know.
And that was more what my comment was toward, slanted toward, Greg, was that at some point in the future, going back and saying, you know, if it's successful and it's voted in, saying, all right, how is this working? Is this enough? Did we hit the sweet spot, or how, and how is the public feeling about this, you know? And, you know, it may be great, I mean, or we could have, you know, other comments like the three we had related to a single counselor that said they'd die and go to hell before they paid a person.
Well, the counselors have never expressed an opinion at all about the amount, have they?
Yes.
Yes.
Or they have.
Yes.
Was it the council that suggested this?
It was the council committee.
The subcommittee
that came together.
Sherry Moore and
Joe Piscinieri.
Oh, excuse me.
So maybe what you could consider doing is suggesting that this is a trial period for a year or two at that amount, and then, you know, you could make an evaluation. But honestly, if the expectation of the council members is they're going to be getting a check for $300 a month, I would imagine, all things being equal, that they'll be saying, well, you know, it's I put in about 30 hours a month, and I don't need to get $100 an hour to do that. This is a statement from the citizens of Springfield that your time does have value, you know, even though you're a volunteer. I guess, I don't know if they any longer be called volunteers if they're getting paid.
But, yeah, I still like the review part. I really do.
Well, the part, like the example in St. Helens, says this is open for discretion and allows for non-council oversight to prove any increase, which is kind of stated as a middle ground between the various options. So that kind of tends to follow in the thought that I have. Mm-hmm. And I have another question. Is it implied, or is it to be determined, whether compensation continues through a period of extended absence, and also whether it continues through the winter and summer recesses?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that the absences will be treated as they are now, where you get a certain amount before you're no longer a city councilor. And through the winter and summer recess, I mean, typically they're still going to attend meetings for us.
Sure. Do ribbon cuttings? Yeah. Do
the only thing that stops is the city council meetings, and sometimes we call them in anyway. Mm-hmm. For a special meeting.
And that's only for what, 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what you're suggesting is a 12-month compensation.
Yeah. That's how, I mean, we get them for 12 months, and when they're off.
Yeah. I would
favor that.
When you're an elected official, you're on the clock 24.
Because number one, it would be easier to administrate without having to go, plus the dollar amount doesn't amount to anything.
Yeah.
And I think really, if you were to actually go to a counselor and say, well, we're going to dock you for a month because you were out for surgery, it'd almost be insulting considering the level of compensation you're looking at. So, plus the fact that oftentimes they do work at home anyway. So
I'm going to ask our tax accountant, what are the tax ramifications of this?
So
I mean, it's taxable income.
It is. It is. So stipends are usually reported on a 1099. It's either in the other box or it's in the compensation box. If it's in the compensation box, it goes on a Schedule C like you're in a business. Because, see, it's not a direct reimbursement. It's different. Reimbursements you don't have to claim anywhere.
Right.
And so if it's claimed on the Schedule C, you can take your expenses as a deduction against that, get that down to zero. But if you have a net balance, it's subject to income taxes plus Social Security and Medicare, so 15.3% additional taxes.
But the city is not going to treat the counselors as employees. I mean, they're
that's
just going to cut a check for
$300.
That's
why
it's on a
1099, right. That's why it's on a 1099. If it's in the other income box, and stipends land everywhere, then it's just subject to income taxes.
Right.
If it's in the... It should be in the compensation box, which then goes on a Schedule C. You can take expenses against it. And then the net is taxed.
So,
can I ask a question? I just want to be clear. When we come up with all this, the verbiage, the amendment, that all has to be set, because if we ever go back and try to change anything that's written, we have to go through this whole process again, just like we are now, starting from scratch.
Yeah.
So we want to set it all up to where we have that flexibility, like you're saying, the 3-year, and I thought that from the start too, need to be able to review it and have that capability of deciding if it's working or if it's not, if it needs to go up or down. Mm-hmm. And I think someone like the CCI would be perfect group to do that.
I do too. So do we need to decide something today, or do we go through our public hearing and then reconvene?
Well, this is a work session, so yeah. we can't decide.
So public hearing and then...
We're getting an idea where we're all coming from, I guess.
Yeah.
So, at the public hearing, Brenda, process check, or Greg, we would actually say, or legal counsel.
Or Lauren.
we would actually make a determination about what direction we're heading. We're moving forward with recommending to the board or to the city council.
We come up with a motion at that time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Saying 3 motions that we've always done, recommend with changes or do not recommend.
Right.
Yes. Right.
And Neil, do you feel like you have enough information to know what kind of motion to put forward?
I think we're going to need to review the 3 that have been brought forward by legal counsel and have further discussion around those and get that into a form I generally hear, let me just kind of do some kind of polling. What I've heard are a couple of things. Number one, we're generally all in favor. Head nods are fine. So at this point, not hearing what we might hear at the public hearing, we're generally all in favor based on the information that we've gathered. Number two, we feel that it's important that there's some way to escalate that. We've talked about the budget committee, we've talked about the CCI, we've talked about tied to an index. Am I hearing generally or a combination thereof? Am I hearing that there's more favor to tied to an index and with a review by the CCI within a certain period
Lauren
of time?
Lauren has something.
No, don't get too close to voting, though. I think
No, we're not.
Well, I guess the other question is everybody comfortable with the suggested compensation level? Because that's another thing.
I mean,
we could push it up or down from what has been suggested as well. And the other question I have is, this in no way has any impact on the allowance they have for travel and for communication.
No, it doesn't.
Correct?
It doesn't.
So, I mean, that is not going to be impacted at all by this process we're going through.
I like what they have as a starting point. I kind of do.
Yeah, again,
what I was going to say, the whole point of this, it seems like they want to open the door to compensation. So I think tying it to an index doesn't make sense, because I think at some point they're going to want to increase it. I think that's what, I mean, that's the way I understand it. That's what seems like the point. Otherwise, you wouldn't even, it's such a nominal amount. I go back to, what's the point of doing it unless you want to maybe escalate it down the line, you know, to either increase the wage to the, or the compensation to the mayor or whatever. So it seems like the index a little, not enough.
Okay.
Just a couple of comments. If you remember, the action that council is expecting from this group is just, do they go forward or not? So all of the additional work you're doing is going to be very helpful for them, but you've already met your obligation. So,
we haven't met it till we vote
that's really the piece. And so this extra work that you're doing is, I don't think the initial group thought this through. So I think they'll appreciate that you're doing this extra work for them. But once you vote, you've already met your obligation.
But is our recommendation going to include the language of the charter amendment?
If you'd like.
It doesn't need to.
That's what I was up in here.
Is this a yes or no?
Yeah. I like us voting on yes or no plus future review slash increases, how a recommendation on how that should be handled. Yeah. And I do in the back of my head, I've always known what you're saying is they could take it and take it a whole different direction. But this, they'll just know our recommendation.
And my second point is that my sense is that they are looking for the compensation piece for kind of what's missing. I don't know that they think that eventually they'll make enough money or that any of them will be on council long enough to see any real money. But I think it's, you know, to keep in mind the piece that's costing them money to be a counselor, they would like some cover for that. Now, some of them, you know, don't do as much as others, but I mean, for the most part, it tends to cost some of them money to be a counselor.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind of the sounding board and reference check, the logistics piece. I think you're right. I do, you know, just as a member of this planning commission and a citizen of Springfield, I think it's important for us to do what we've been asked to do, but also it's good to get consensus of this group. I appreciate all of you and your opinions, and I know the city council does as well. I mean, ultimately, it's their decision. But if I was in a council role, I would certainly want some vetting process that would come with some recommendations that would be somewhat direct. And also not just saying yes or no, but also expressing what potential concerns there might be in the community. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of, you know, and maybe it's as simple as saying, you know, the concern around escalation and the concern around, you know, we could frame those things as well. And periodic review or whatever.
Yeah, we don't have a clue what all we're going to get at the public hearing.
And we don't.
And it's going to be from here to there, just like it was on that.
Yep.
And so what do we do at that point? We're making a motion. Are we keeping it as simple as we move that we go forward?
That we recommend
that the city council goes forward. And that's it, or are we?
I think that's up to you, but I think that's going to... I don't know, Lauren, if you have a different suggestion, but that's going to be the motion that handles the request from council.
Mm-hmm.
And then as CCI, they can have, here's some additional, maybe an additional attachment that says, here's our recommendation to move forward.
Yeah, so the recommendation could be framed, you know, we recommend that they move forward, but with these additional considerations, or, you know, it could be...
And then I think those considerations are. And then my assumption is, is there going to be some work session time with the council, or not work session time, but public time with the council to present to them? They're going to have to take action on it eventually too.
Right.
I think they might do their own public hearing actually after the.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
But we certainly would want to be represented there as well.
Yeah.
So, okay.
You mentioned that on that survey it didn't say yes or no.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
Yeah, question eight.
Yeah, I was just saying, would you support a charter amendment in favor of a council compensation, yes or no?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I was wondering about that. I got that.
The person I was talking to was disgruntled.
Oh, they probably didn't read that.
And I didn't go back through the questions with them.
Gotcha. I thought there was one of those.
Thank you, though, for pointing that out. My situation is, unfortunately, I'm at a tax conference in 2 weeks, so I will not be able to be a part of the hearing, but I like the direction we're going, so I will support what the group goes.
Well, if we have a quorum, we'll be okay.
You can also call in if you'd like to participate in the meeting.
Sure.
In the public hearing?
One other question, Neil. Mm-hmm. Will we be conducting our public hearing as the CCI or as the Planning Commission? Does the CCI have standing to conduct a public hearing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it would be
good question. CCI. I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking. That was one of my next questions, but that's good.
You've never done that.
I know that.
Since I've been here, a public hearing with the CCI.
I think back to Tim's last comment about level of compensation, just quickly, are we feeling pretty comfortable with the level of compensation that's been kind of recommended? That was really brought forward by the City Council. So generally they probably feel relatively comfortable with that.
I think part of their thinking is that the first biggest hurdle is to get approval of the concept of compensation. And then from there on, any door is open. But I think that's probably why they started off so tentatively, is let's see if we can get the concept across to the public.
Well, the question has been adequate compensation, and I certainly don't think that $300 is adequate, but it is token compensation. And I think that's the idea.
But I think the comments that you've gone through run the gamut from too much to too little to not at all. So probably you're hitting a happy medium with it.
And I, to be quite honest with you, I believe the voters of Springfield tend to be fairly conservative, and they do. And I think a conservative approach is probably a good approach.
And from the comments, people still want a volunteer governing board, and it leaves that level leaves it in the spirit of still volunteers.
Exactly,
of course, just covering costs.
I'm kind of curious. I know when you mentioned in our first discussion, you figured this was going to be a hard sell to approve.
No, I said it would be a no-brainer, but I think you said it would be a hard sell.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, I attributed to the wrong. But I was kind of curious, if you conducted a survey by standing out in front of Walmart and asking anybody who goes out the door what they think, whether the results would be different than what you got here, because of who you're talking to.
And interestingly enough, if you do that, the results of a vote could be very different, because those who vote are different than those who walk out of Walmart, are different than those who are responding to the survey. It's very, Neil knows this.
Very complicated. Uh-huh. I think you hit a good general from what I understood.
Yeah, and I think you got it. I mean, people that actually vote.
Yeah.
And it was one of the comments we had. We shared these numbers with the council during a meeting just as an informational item. And it was one of the comments. It's like, well, not everyone took the survey, but not everyone's going to vote. And people that, even if the comments are mostly negative, because mostly negative people will take the time to write it if they're upset, they're still going to vote. And even if it's just 23% saying no, it's still 23% of people that will probably vote.
For our size of our city, we actually have a fairly low voter turnout.
Yes. Sometimes lower than others. Sometimes really low.
Yeah. That's what I meant. We're low for a percentage of our population.
Even for
the Well, the other question is, what else is this item going to be in the November election, right? So what else is going to be pulling people into a vote?
That's a big one.
Because the other issues oftentimes will bring people into a vote they wouldn't otherwise take.
No, it's not a presidential. We've got
2 years.
Not yet.
No.
I wish it was.
I was wrong. I was wrong all that. But don't we have a governor election and state representative elections? So
commissioners?
Yeah.
I saw a big billboard this morning.
Yeah, I saw a big billboard.
Okay, so do we generally have good direction for a public hearing? We know our generally how to kind of frame the issue for a motion. One of three different options based on the input that we take. It's really a recommendation to the City Council with a couple of the caveats that we've pulled out of information that we've gathered and what other information that we gather from the public hearing, right?
Yep.
Does that sound good? All right.
That's good.
Yep.
Good. Okay. I think we got it.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Any other reports?
Well,
say this for a
address.
Actually, yes.
What's that?
I have city council that I went to last night, but I'll say that for planning committee.
Yes, do.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know I had that.
Okay.
Well, thanks for going to that for me the other time.
I have a report, I guess, real quick. From the work session 2 weeks ago, and they talked about the NEDCO mobile food vendor program.
Work session. For CCI, no PCI.
Okay.
Save it.
I have my little sheet.
Sorry.
Adjourn the CCI.